Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another serving of Business Soup Talk Radio. If it's in business, it's Business Soup. I'm your host, John Debevoise. Everything isn't always easy. However, when you have Eric Zulli with the Easy Way Network, well, things just got easier. The most connected man in Hollywood, in the world of business, the Easy Way lifestyle, he has everything under his brand, The Easy Way. Eric Zulli joins us at the table, so sit on down and join us. Business Soup is now served. Eric, welcome to this serving of Business Soup.
Thank you, John. So excited to meet your listeners, and I'm honored to always be able to expand my message in any aspect of things. And I appreciate the wonderful world of technology and social media for connecting us.
Well, and it is an absolute wonderful world. When I got into the technology world, when I didn't even know what I was doing, it was a conversation by appointment. And Windows 3.1 was the computer that I had that I was just whizzing along on. And
back in the day, wow.
Yeah, back in the day. But, you know, we were joking offline about how with a name like Zulli, I'm sure you had a lot of time to think about what you're going to do with your life as being the last one in the room to get your diploma.
Well, Zulli is actually German and Irish, and it actually is a somewhat of a famous name. My great-great-great uncle was actually the president of World Book Encyclopedia, and there's a lot of things with the Zulli family, and I'm just that guy that played a lot of video games, John, but they're the games that made you smart, not stupid, you know, and they were strategy games, and I really got just expanded and trained my brain into a lot of different situations. And I just love the fact that I have the knowledge now to help a lot of people and guide them. And I'm a man of faith, and I just kind of do what I'm kind of guided to do. So I'm honored to see what happens next, and I'm honored to wake up the next day, you know?
Well, here on Business Soup, everybody knows my 5 points of success, and that's the idea, the plan, the people, the execution, and the solution. I came up with that as a result of what it was I was trying to resolve many, many years ago. You came up with this idea, the Easy Way, which is a great brand utilizing your initials and such. When someone hears Easy Way, what's the message that they should receive when they hear about Eric Zulli and the Easy Way?
Well, thank you for asking that. Yeah, my name's Eric Zulli, and my initials are Easy, and then I do it my way, and I don't care what you have to say. That's kind of where the whole Easy Way thing came in, and the Easy Way is a movement. It's really a family. We call it the Easy Way family as far as our tribe, because we have some very incredible people that support one another, and it is a way for you to get out there. It's a very unique way for you to connect to people that help you get out there. It's a way for you to make a difference. It's a way for you to get on stages. It's a way for you to give back. We've raised millions of dollars in charity in the last 15 years. And we've created a social network kind of directory situation that everybody can connect in called the Easy Way Wall of Fame, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, wall.com. You can text Easy Way to the number 55678, letter E, letter Z. And there's some of the top influencers in the world that are on that situation. We do a lot of virtual stages. We're a movement of faith. My dad almost died of cancer, lymphoma cancer. I almost died at age 13, having gone through a window and my artery being severed. And God saved us. And we kind of feel like we were chosen to help a lot of people and open up a lot of doors. And so we just kind of do what we're told and what we're guided to do.
When you came up with the Easy Way, what was your first thought that you were going to do with that process? You have evolved into these multiple channels, which we'll get into. But what was your first thought when you said, you know what, I'm sitting here waiting to get my diploma. I'm going to move forward in my life and create the Easy Way. How did that come about?
It started with not with the Easy Way, actually. It started with what you need. My first idea was what you need to know to succeed your goals. I started a YouTube channel back in the day, probably over 15 years ago. I think 2008 is when we started. And we were just interviewing individuals that are successful and asking them, you know, can you share with us what we need to know to succeed our goals? And that got up to almost 14 million views today. And what happened, to be honest with you, John, is, you know, people don't like when you talk about faith and talk about God in Hollywood. People don't like when you're doing things better and faster than them and you have gifts and people get jealous and this and that. And so I had a lot of people try to shut down that YouTube channel, actually. I had a lot of people try to stop us from what we were doing because we were very successful, very successful events with very large names. And so I had to move it to another brand, actually. And that's where Easy Way came in. But I've always been easy. Since 2008, I started as Easy as an interviewer around Hollywood and interviewing celebrities. And that was like my moniker was Easy. I actually worked with Akon for a long time. I worked with some of the top people with soap operas like Nicholas Koster and Kate Linder still very good friend of ours from Young and the Restless, and just kind of every different facet of the red carpet we touched. I mean, I was at the Grammys, the Emmys, everything. In fact, I was asked to be an executive producer. One of the top shows ever right now, it's got like 10 Emmys. It's called The Bay, the series. It's on my IMDb. We represented the director for a while. We've done so many amazing things, but it gets to the point where you want to just kind of create something new, you know? And so that's what I did. And then we moved it to another situation. But the easy way is where the publicity came in, the social media company came in, and we just started really getting into the marketing and the promotion side of things. And we just started getting, I mean, we got the most incredible clients. We've worked with Domino's Pizza and Lamborghini Champagne and America's Got Talent and so many, I mean, just not to name drop, but it's really been an incredible journey, John. And now today it's grown into something I can't even handle myself. You know, I mean, if it wasn't for my team, you know, we wouldn't be where we are. It wasn't for the Easeway family that supports us, that's watching us right there. You know, I got my Easeway family over there. You got your people listening. And it's all about unity and collaboration now. So we're making some moves, and I love to see what happens next.
This is something, as all businesses are, it makes an evolution. What is it about yourself that you would pass on to others that say, you know what, I want to be able to do the things that Eric has done? What are a couple of the tips that you would say to step out of where you're sitting and go forward? What steps did you take that took you to where you are today?
Great question. One, keep your faith, no matter what, no matter how hard it gets, keep your faith and trust and believe that, you know, he's there, whatever your faith might be. And two is make sure that you surround yourself with the right team and the right people that know what they're doing. Learn from, you are who you hang with. And when you get with that right team, when you get with those right people, what's going to happen is you're going to learn on all the different steps that you're trying to learn that you don't know yet. And the biggest thing is you have to actually create the research and the third-party validation. The more research and third-party validation that you have, the more that you can grow. And nowadays, the more validation, the more credibility you have online, the more you're going to actually grow and you're going to be able to close deals. So one of the biggest things that we try to help clients do, if you look up Eric Zuhle online, if you look up Easeway, anything, Easeway Network, Easeway Promotions, Easeway Broadcasting, even Easeway now, we've confiscated that brand at this point. You're going to see a lot of things come up, but not on Easyway per se. You're going to see association, brand association, power of association, which is going to help you grow. So the more that you associate and you create a win-win situation for people that you get involved with, the more that you're going to scale and you're going to grow and you're going to build yourself. So do everything that you can to keep records of the content. See, your cell phone isn't really made to call people. I don't know if you guys know that. It's made to capture records and capture moments and capture content. Remember that nowadays it's all about content. Content's king. And so the more that you can capture and remember content, there's a lot of times people will actually say to me, oh my God, thank you. You've changed my life. I say, oh, hold on. Do you mind if I pull my cell phone out? Can you say that again? Do you mind? And, you know, and I capture and I keep records of all that, because that creates a case study, that creates a testimonial that goes on YouTube, what goes on Google. So when someone researches Eric Zuhle or Easyway Promotions and they see that testimonial, which is recent, you got to keep your content consistent. Consistency is key. So always make sure you're pulling your cell phone out and getting new content at every moment that you can get, because as the world transitions more and more, the crown's going to get brighter and brighter because content's king.
Well, and that crown has a lot of sparkle on it too that I've seen on your website. You have all these celebrities that say, I'm doing it the easy way.
Yes, sir.
What a great brand. For my audience of small business owners, if they have a product, a service, or an image and they want to project it, what is it that the Easyway does for them, and with the Wall of Fame and all of that? What can you do for their product or service?
So what we do is we help you from A to Z on pretty much everything. And we do that because we're affiliated with a lot of other affiliates, other people that do a lot of what we do as well as what we don't do. And because you can't do everything yourself, but you can affiliate with everybody that does everything. And so that's kind of what we've done. And so we do everything from building your brand to actually creating the storyboard of your brand, getting your brand right, your image right, making sure that it's with the new age and it's going along with the way the transition is. And once you get that brand exactly right, then we actually take that and we help you to build the foundation, the structure to actually generate leads and actually capture leads and automate that to where it's automatically following up on those leads. We're actually creating a very interesting AI system, which will help you to actually do your leads and sales for you completely. You know, then we connect you to a lot of people. You know, we help you to get connected through the membership, through the network. with people like Sharon Lecter from Rich Dad Poor Dad and Frank Shankwitz from the creator of the Make-A-Wish Foundation and Jeff Hoffman, the founder of Priceline, and Laura Langmeyer, the financial expert king, and King Laura, I swear, that was queen. I meant queen. You know, and multiple other people that you want to learn from, that you want to connect with. So what we do, John, is we make it a little easier on you to have access to the influencers that you can't necessarily get to through the Wall of Fame. The other thing that we do is marketing. We do a lot of marketing. We have over 38 shows at this point, 4 networks that clients that we're building networks, and about 18 television channels that we can put your commercial on and we can push you out there. We get about 400,000 a month coming into the network, and we have distribution to probably a half a billion through 500 channels and multiple distribution sources. I do a regular show, which we'll have to have you on sometime. I do a regular show every Tuesday at 4 o'clock, and I have the biggest and the best to help you relieve your stress. That's what I tell people that come onto the show. And then we do regular streams. You can go to easyway.live. By the way, if I'm talking like the Micro Machines guy and I'm going too fast and they can't keep up, let me know. All right. Cause I know I'm a fast talker, but if you go to easyway.live, that's my show. And that's kind of the people that we hang out with and we do our thing with, but we teach you and coach you in every aspect of streaming and podcasting and how to make money in front of the camera, how to turn your microphone into money. Okay. That's one of the biggest things that I learned to do. I've been doing it for 20 years. And I have some of the biggest people in the industry that are podcasters like yourself. You want to get out there, get with hundreds of people that have podcasts. You want to learn how to actually capture the database so you're converting those leads, then have a session with me or some of the other people that we deal with. So, you know, virtual events is another big one. I mean, I can show you how to literally create anywhere from 500 to 1,000 leads off of one virtual event within 2 months. And just, you know, follow us. Like I said, text EasyWay to 55678 and you'll learn what we do and how we do it.
Well, I'll throw this one in here, and that is all the resources that Eric is talking about is available at my website at Biz Soup. You go to the interview and all the links, the show notes and everything in the transcript will be there, and you can reach out to Eric directly right through Biz Soup. Go to Biz Soup, where business comes for business. BizSoup. Let's talk about that subscription base, which in the business is the golden goose. That's what everybody wants, is to have the subscription base. And that's what my audience wants of small business owners. Let's talk about your subscription base. What is it that I'm looking for and should I expect from those different levels?
Well, first and foremost, it's free. If you can't afford free, then you're not for me. You know what I mean? So easywaywall.com, letter E, letter Z, you start free. And then, yes, there are upgrades from there. And basically, when you go to easywaywall.com and you go under members, you'll see upgrade, and you'll see about 4 different options. So one's $100 a month, another's $350 a month, another's $1,000, another's $2,000. But every time you click on select for each plan, it'll give you a breakdown of actually what you get. But really, John, what we try to do is customize it and cater the solution to the client. You know, we're not about customer service. We're about customer satisfaction. We have, every one of our customers are very satisfied. They're very, very happy. And it's a cost-effective PR campaign is what it is. It's a cost-effective way to not only get PR and get out there, but actually get positioned on an automated level to capture these leads. I mean, we have ways that we can actually show you to start from the proposal process to the contract process, to the invoice process, to the welcoming process, the onboarding process, actually creating modules. I'm telling you do it the easy way. And these are all things
that you have done. This, you created this content by doing it yourself, and now you're sharing it with your audience.
Yeah, no, I'm living proof. I've been doing this for a long time. And honestly, John, the story behind the wall, I work with a lot of clients. I deal with probably 400 something clients. I coach a lot of people, and I just wanted to create a way to keep track myself. And so I created a site, you know, shout outs to our team that helped us create it, to keep track of our current clients. And I had like 20 people on there just to go, hey, here's a little profile and here you do this. And here, and basically we wanted a way to create an EPK, which stands for electronic press kit, for each and every one of our clients. So when I talk to someone, Say if you're a music client, say if you're an artist, you want to get out there. Well, I know people that are at very, very high levels in music. So if I talk to someone at a very high level of music that can help you, I want a very simple way to where I'm talking to them. I can text them a link. Bam, they know who you are. It's a quick process for people to be able to research and see what's going on. So I created a way to kind of do that. And people liked it so much, they started kind of referring their friends. And it wasn't a private thing per se. It's just I wasn't promoting it. But the next thing I know, more and more people started kind of coming on it and using it and liking it. And then we kept upgrading it from there. Then we added stores to it and the blog situation. We added our television and our radio and our magazines and all these things we started adding to it. And it became this like massive social network, amazing empire that is just helping people and creating a great solution.
When somebody hears the term that a person is a social media influencer, what does that mean?
To me, an influencer is someone that can call up the president of Sony or somebody that can really make influence, make something happen, like that you can actually make a phone call. What it means to me is relationship equity, John, is influence is equity. Okay, real influence. Can you call somebody up and get somebody to do something to benefit your client? Same thing is followers, is if you have a community, if you have a tribe of people that will follow you where you tell them to go, it's leverage is what it is. It's leverage. It's the ability to make things happen with your relationships. And so it's also, the stuff that you've done in your resume. You know, if you research somebody, have they been on TV? Have they been on, mainstream media? How many people know about them? How much awareness do they really have? And are they legit? Are they validated? Do they have verified badges? Have they been validated by third parties and stuff? To me, I look at a lot of different things as far as credits behind the individual that's stating that they're an influencer.
So if I just run out there and say I'm a social media influencer, there's a way to find out so that if somebody wants to have their product endorsed by somebody that claims to be a social media influencer, there's ways to check that out.
Yeah, of course there is. I mean, you can go on people's IMDb. A lot of times if they don't have an IMDb, which stands for Internet Movie Database, and it started out to be for television and film, but actually, believe it or not, it's for speakers. It's for getting on carpets, getting on PR situations. It shows legitimate credits that you were on platforms or you're a producer that's behind those platforms. Same thing with Facebook. There's a little blue badge with a little check mark in it that helps to verify you as a celebrity influencer. And the way that started actually was if you're a celebrity, other people want to be you. They create accounts and they mimic you. So social media created a blue badge to verify your actual account. That's where it actually started. Then all heaven broke loose and everybody wanted a verified badge. It was like the thing to have. And it's like a big deal. And you're like an instant celebrity if you have a badge. And obviously you can have a lot of followers and stuff like that. And so if you see someone has a verified badge, there's validation behind there. You know, and me, I have a verified badge on Facebook. We actually give verified badges on the Wall of Fame. And, and also too, what have you done for others? You could have a lot of influence. You could have a lot of followers, but like, you know, God gives you gifts, but what do you do with those gifts? So you get influence. What are you doing with that influence? So I think that's a big factor too, John.
Speaking of influence and paying it forward, as you're implying there, you have something called the Easy Way Cares. It is a nonprofit organization. What is it that you care about that you pay it forward? And my hot button or my soft spot are horses and veterans, and I help them because the area of expertise that I have is obviously in the horse arena, and I help veterans personally with the PTSD recovery, and that's what the horses do. That's my soft spot. What's yours?
I love that question. By the way, I'm a horse guy myself. I used to take the kids out in Camp Fraser, and I love horseback
riding. Oh, yes.
I haven't had a chance to do it lately, obviously, but maybe I can get a digital horse or a virtual horse and do some of the thing. But veterans is a very big passion of mine. My dad's a veteran. He was military police for 4 years. I'm a veteran's kid. We actually have a 160-acre property, a land that we're building kind of a Disneyland for veterans, a self-sustaining community for veterans. Easily Cares, what it is it's an empowerment nonprofit vehicle to empower other nonprofits, to empower other influencers that are trying to make a difference. We empower anything that's trying to make a difference through multimedia. And being that we have a pretty large reach and a pretty decent amount of influence, we're able to do that. We've done it with probably 50 nonprofits thus far. And we've, like I said, we've been able to raise millions of dollars between events and charities and just empowering through media. And I've spoken on many, many, many stages. When I host on stage, John, I'm pretty interesting. You got to go on YouTube and check out one of my stuff. I dance, I rap, I freestyle, I do some fun stuff.
Oh, I've been there. I've watched it. Yes.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did one. Let me think about a story here. So I did one with Johnny Vinoker from Scott Bales, 45 and Single. He was one of our clients, and me and him co-hosted together. We did this really fun routine, and we said, okay, if you guys are digging it, every time John messes up a dance move, you got to donate $100. And so I did the orchestrating of the dance move. I was the choreographer, and so I'd do these dance moves, and he would try to do it, and he wouldn't be able to do it because they're advanced dance moves, but it was really funny watching him do it. And we raised close to like $5,000 in that moment with that idea. You know, you just got to get creative and get the right people that have the heart to help, you know, and then you got the tax write-offs and stuff like that. And so We've done a lot of that actually on stage, and we've done a lot of virtual ways of raising funding too, through text message opt-ins and text message donations, as well as a lot of different ideas of crowdfunding and things like that. We actually work with an organization called FunDuel, where you actually have fun while dueling on a particular subject, which is kind of cool. So we have like one school will duel against another school on a particular topic, or you know, you do like a viral video versus another viral video. And it's actually a really clever way to raise funding. Not only have we raised fun, we've had fun while raising fun.
Well, I'd invite you out to my bull riding events there. You know, it's only 8 seconds, Eric. What could go wrong?
I'll get on a digital bull, John. I'll do it virtually. I don't know about a real bull. I gotta stay alive so I can keep making a difference.
Well, that's what I told my mother. You know, I wanted to be a professional, and it's only 8 seconds, Mom. What could go wrong? And I spent 10 years proving her right. Eric Zuehle, if you want to do things the right way, well, there is the wrong way, the right way, and the easy way. Check out BizSoup, where you find all the tips, tools, and techniques of better business. And there you'll find the links to Eric's websites. Get on the wall of fame. Go through BizSoup, where business comes for business. Eric, thanks for being on Business Soup.
Thank you so much for having me, John. God bless.
This has been another serving of Business Soup, where business comes for business. I'm John Debevoise, inviting you to visit the website for more servings of what is best in business.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.